Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 17th November 2021. Top stories for today. The Health Ministry is considering using the Sinovac and AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose. Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said the matter was being discussed by the Drug Control Authority in a meeting chaired by Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah. In line with the concept of Keluarga Malaysia and as an elected member in the United Nations Human Rights Council, the Malaysian government is responsible for protecting all children in the country regardless of their race, religion, citizenship or other status. Prime Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said Malaysia had also remained committed to providing protection to children, especially those from the vulnerable group or victims of sexual crimes and domestic violence. The Ministry of Health logged 6,288 new COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases in the country since the start of the pandemic to 2.563 million. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah yesterday warned of another potential surge in COVID-19 infections in the coming weeks as the country sees an uptrend in new cases, fueled by higher infectivity rate. The High Court was told today that fugitive businessman Low Teck Joe, or Joe Low, was the man behind the scenes of One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB. Former 1MDB non-executive director Tan Sri Ismi Ismail said he did not know in what capacity was Joe Low's involvement in 1MDB, but 1MDB directors always received Joe Low's emails, which detailed various suggestions for them to execute. Ismi, who is the 13th prosecution witness, said this when reading out his 111-page witness statement at Najib's corruption and money laundering trial involving 2.3 million ringgit belonging to 1MDB. India's capital has shut down its schools until further notice due to dangerous levels of air pollution, while residents of Lahore in neighbouring Pakistan have pleaded with officials to take action over the acrid smog engulfing the region. Air quality has worsened across northern India and adjacent parts of Pakistan in recent years, as industrial pollutants, smoke from seasonal crop burn-off and colder winter temperatures coalesce into toxic smog. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.